to a buzzsaw up north. They run into Maryville, and the Spoof Hounds of Maryville come away with a 47-0 win. And right now we've got Lawson's offensive coordinator, Caleb Crawford, on the line. And, Caleb, hey, I know a tough loss tonight for your ball club. I certainly appreciate you calling in, but you knew this was going to be a tough trip. Maryville, a team that's made a lot of noise at the Class 3 level for many years. They dropped down to Class 2 this year, and they're the real deal, aren't they?
They are. They were very good, and we knew that going in. They've just got a lot of talent at really every position. They're great up front, and you know, they fly to the ball offensively. You know, they got a lot of weapons. Quarterback's really good. Gets out of the pocket to run. We were going to have to play a near perfect game, and we didn't do that tonight. But we actually played a pretty good football game. You know, we drove the ball quite a bit. Our kids came off had a good attitude. Had a good week of practice. Played really physical. But we made mistakes in the game that ended up costing us every time. And that's kind of been our Achilles heel this year. And it showed its head in this game as well, and it ended up costing us.
What does Maryville like to do, Caleb? Are they a mix-it-up team? Do they like to run the ball more? Do they throw quite a bit? What's their offensive MO?
Well, they're a lot like us in that they run it. They're a wing T team. They've got a great line. Number 76 for them, I believe, the North Dakota State commit, or you know, Division One looking kid. A couple of places looking at him. He's a really good player up front, and they hand it off to a lot of guys like we do, and they run the ball pretty well. They go to the air too. They mix it up, and I'm really proud of our secondary. Our secondary played real well tonight. Rather key, stayed in coverage pretty well. Had a lot of good pass breakups, but. You know, they just keep coming at you, they're going to break through on their stuff. And you just got to bow your necks when they get to drive the ball. We did that a few times, but, you know, they had the fourth down completions that were big for them, quarterback getting out of the pocket and running, and they just got a lot of weapons that make it hard to get them off the field.
I know you're the offensive coordinator at Lawson. Did you guys move the ball tonight, or did they pretty well shut you down?
No, we did. Our tailback / quarterback / return guy, Andrew Stevens, he ended up with, I want to say, 253 total yards of all-purpose yards tonight, most on kickoff return. But he had 100 yards rushing, and, you know, we did some good things. Had a few fumbles, had a snap that ended up going over a punter's head, down tight in our own territory, and they ended up scoring on that next play. And really, we gave up a long run at the end of the first half with no time left on the clock that made it 21-0, or we're looking to go into half at 14-0. You know, we did a lot of good things. It just had to play perfect against them in a lot of ways. And you know, they took advantage of our miscues, and that's on them. That's a good job on their part. And you know, we just didn't get it done tonight the way we knew we had to.
Well, it sounds like if you're only down 14-0 late in the first half, you did battle tough, because that Maryville is a good team. All right, Caleb, this time of year it's always tough. You say goodbye to some good seniors. Talk about Andrew Stevens, your quarterback, and you've got some other good seniors you're going to lose. And always tough to say goodbye to some kids that have been such a big part of a very successful Lawson Cardinal football program.
Well, and that's so well said. You know, we've got a bunch of seniors this year, and they just played their tails off tonight. And hands off to them. You know, you get to going up to Maryville, and you take that long bus ride up there, and you never know how the high school kid's going to get off the bus and, you know, what kind of mentality they're going to have. And you know, my hat's off to our seniors and our whole team. You know, the sideline was up tonight, and they really came to play. And that's a testament to those senior leaders. And, you know, on defensive side, Caden Jamerson, defensive end for tonight, had a great game. Dylan Larson, I mean, but we go on and on about a few of these kids, and just so proud to have coached them. They're as equally great men as they are football players, and then some. So it's sad to see the end of the year, but I'm really looking forward to these kids going to the future and helping grow Lawson and make Lawson even better than it is today.
Well, another successful season. You guys wind up 7-4 overall, 5-2 in conference play, and third place in the tough KCI conference behind a couple of highly state-ranked teams, Lathrop and Mid-Buchanan. Like I say, another good year. And, Caleb, you know you're one of my favorites, and always appreciate the call. You call us every Friday night, win, lose, or draw, and best of luck to you and your family. And I know you guys are very happy up at Lawson, doing a great job. And always enjoy the visit. Look forward to seeing you again real soon.
Well, thank you, Joe. I appreciate everything you do. And, you know, from the bottom of my heart, love you to death. And appreciate everything you do for high school sports.
We'll see you. See you soon, Caleb.
Yes, sir.
Okay.